Turn to page 1474 in your pew Bible and read these words from Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3. Such a large crowd of witnesses is all around us, so we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially the sin that just won't let us go. We must be determined to run the race that is ahead of us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. He endured the shame of being nailed to the cross because he knew later on he would be glad he did. Now he is seated on the right side of God's throne. So keep your mind on Jesus, who put up with many insults from sinners. Then you won't get discouraged and give up. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this morning giving thanks for this day, and we give you thanks for a chance to worship you this morning, giving thanks for the faithful, the saints who have impacted us. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations on each of our hearts this morning, may they be acceptable in your sight. You alone are our rock. You alone are our Redeemer. Amen. So how did you get here? Or maybe I should ask, why are you here this morning? I have a friend, he's in his 80s, and he still talks about the neighbor who came to his farm every Sunday, picked him up, and brought him to church. He was a third grader, so he was 8 years old. The neighbor has long since died, but he can still name the woman who brought him to church every week. How did he get there? Why was he there? It was his neighbor lady. That's how and why. I know a first grader, for the first time in her life, she's walked through the doors of a church. It's actually right here at McCabe. Someone visited with her parents and they invited her and they figured out how to get her here. This little first grader now loves JAM, Jesus and Me, our Sunday school. How did she get here? And why is she here? I know a pastor whose parents brought him to church every Sunday because they knew it was important. And even after he left the church for a decade or so, he came back because of that foundation. And God continues to work on him. How did he get here? How did you get here this morning? Because of who are you seeking Jesus? Because of who are you worshiping today? Someone in our lives took a risk on us. Someone got us here that first time. And if you've been here more than once, you came back for a reason. So here again are our reading from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. The writer's talking about the who's and the why's of why we're here. It's a classic reading to help us hear God speaking. To hear God speaking about the saints of the Christian faith. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, since we have been or since we are surrounded by the saints who have gone before us, let us throw off everything that has the potential to hinder Christ's work in us. And we're able to throw off the sin that so easily entangles us. And the race that's laid out ahead of us, the path that God has for us, let us run it with perseverance. If you're a runner, you know there's a difference between going for a simple little jog and going for a run with perseverance. With a jog, you might be laughing and talking. You might get a little sidetracked or distracted. But running the race with perseverance, you won't be second-guessing if you gave everything you had. In fact, verse 2 continues saying, run this race, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Because Jesus is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Instead of the joy waiting for him, or sometimes it gets interpreted because of the joy waiting for him, Jesus endured the cross. He scorned its shame. When things got the hardest, he embraced the vulgarity of it all. His eyes weren't fixed on the hardship of the cross. His eyes were fixed beyond the cross. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Continuing with verse 3, he put up with, he endured sinful people doing horrific things to him, so that you and I won't lose hope, so that you and I won't grow weary. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here in large part because of this great cloud of witnesses who had their eyes fixed on Jesus and they persevered in their faith. How did you get here? Why are you here this morning? Some of you may have heard me say, I'm so thankful that we have a God of resurrection. We have a God who doesn't shy away from the mess and the muck of life. We actually have a God who enters into it. And when we fix our eyes beyond the mess and the muck, when we press into God's presence, when we set our minds beyond the crosses that life gives us, lives begin to change. Hope returns, and we're able to deal with the real struggles that life gives us. Just turn on the TV or scroll through your news feed. We're bombarded with mess and muck. Yet this building where we're worshiping right here this morning, it represents a shining light in our community and our world. Friends, we have the greatest news to tell. I hope you know how much God loves you. God loves each of us so much. Jesus loves the sinners and the saints. God loves us so much that he gave his life. He died on the cross for you and me. through Christ, our sins are forgiven. Through Christ, even the deepest, darkest wounds begin to heal. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not be destroyed. Anyone through Jesus Christ can be restored and live a whole and lasting life. God didn't send His Son to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it is. God sent His Son to help. God sent His Son to put the world right again. Because anyone who believes in Him, anyone who trusts in Him, can be set free. And that's the message the saints who have gone before us lived and shared. And to live faithfully, that message must continue to impact us each and every day. Immediately before this morning's reading in Hebrews chapter 11, we hear about example after example of the beginning witnesses making up this great cloud of witnesses. These people changed the world one person at a time. So in the beginning there was Abel, and he brought a great offering to God. Noah faithfully built the ark. Abraham fixed his eyes and he became the father of the nations. There was Sarah and Moses and Miriam. There was a prostitute named Rahab. There was Gideon and Barak and Samson and Daniel and David and the prophets. Some of these people were kings, and some were, well, they died in prisons. Some were stoned to death. Some were sawed in half. And some of them lived and died at a ripe old age. There was Mary and Joseph. There was Mary and the other Mary. There was Peter, Paul, and James. There was this great cloud of witnesses that, well, it continues to build and take shape. Right? There's our grandmas and grandpas. There's our moms and dads. There's our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers. There's our teammates. There's our cellmates. There's our biological brothers and sisters. And there's our brothers and sisters in Christ. Whoever you might write on this little slip of paper, count them in. How did you get here? And why are you here? I love to stand in the entryway right out here. Every Saturday evening and every Sunday morning, I love to see the future saints greeting one another. I love to see the little ones running and wrapping their arms around the knees of grandparents. I love to see friend embrace friend, mothers and daughters, brothers and sisters. I love to see them all greet one another and welcome one another. And well, we're all here for something bigger than ourselves, aren't we? The future great cloud of witnesses, eyes fixed on Jesus, running the race with perseverance and with faith. Pastor Jenny mentioned the little slip of paper in your bulletin, and if you haven't written anyone down yet, this might be a good time to do it. If you have written someone down, maybe you will take a chance to just pause and pray and to thank God for them. And maybe to pray that their impact will continue to live on through you. So let's pause for a moment of prayer and contemplation. This morning, as we prepare to celebrate Holy Communion, let's continue to make sure our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Let's continue to make sure our minds are set to faithfully run the race ahead of us, to run that race with perseverance. Because the question isn't just about who or what has already been. The question is also about what is or is yet to be. Because now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to give thanks for the great cloud of witnesses. And it's your turn to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and to run the race with perseverance. Because when the next generation thinks about you and I, will they say that we made a difference in their lives? Will the next generation put our names on this little slip of paper? Because of the way we had our eyes fixed on Jesus, because of the way we ran the race with perseverance? How did you get here? And who are you impacting?